This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Online K through 12 schools continue to be a popular choice for many students and parents in Colorado. But when it comes to holding one of education's fastest growing industries accountable, the state is lagging. KUNC's Grace Hood joins us with an update on a story she first reported last year on the status of the 2007 online education law. So, Grace, what's the latest?
Well, Erin, in 2009, the state's Unit of Online Learning evaluated Colorado's cyber schools. It sent out corrective action letters to four schools, but then the department decided to hold those schools harmless, and that basically meant that those schools didn't have to submit turnaround plans to the state. Now, KUNC has learned that because of the 2009 Education Accountability Act, online schools will have an extra 4 to 5 months before the department determines which struggling schools require turnaround plans. Here's Associate Commissioner at the Colorado Department of Education, Rich Wenning.
Those plans are due to the department for approval by the State Board of Education in January.
And Erin, that's January of next year.
Okay, so meanwhile, the state's online school system is continuing to grow.
That's right. Last year's full-time student population broke 13,000. That was up 12.5% from the previous year, and that was a slowdown compared to previous years. But there's still plenty of room for growth. This year, Colorado attracted newcomer Provost Academy. That's an upstart that currently operates cyber schools in South Carolina. It will join 18 other multi-district online schools this next school year. I attended a recent recruiting session held by the school at Front Range Community College in Fort Collins.
The high school students that are here tonight, how would you change your school schedule as it is today? Tim, what about you?
Get up in the morning.
Okay. And as we go further on the presentation, you'll see that that is one of the reasons why.
Getting up may be tough for high school sophomore Timothy Thompson, but he was willing to spend a part of his Friday night at the recruiting session.
My dad kind of pulled me into it. He was like, here's something to check it out.
Terry Thompson says he's worried about his son's progress with math and chemistry and summed up his interests this way.
A lot of colleges are doing it, so to see what it's all about.
More flexibility, variety of classes. There's a lot of reasons why students and parents are attracted to online schools. That's according to Audie Rubin, executive director of Provost Academy, Colorado.
What does the typical online learning student look like? I would probably have to line up about 18 different kids and kind of walk through and say, these are the typical unique situations that draw students to online.
Data shows that online schools also attract kids who are at risk of dropping out. And that translates into low performance scores for some schools, numbers that trail statewide averages by double-digit figures. But Rubin, who also sits on the Colorado Department of Education Advisory Committee for Online Learning, says a new evaluation tool called the Colorado Growth Model, which measures student growth over 3 years, is showing that the state's cyber schools are advancing students. And from Rubin's vantage point, he says online schools are being held accountable because of the 2007 online education law.
There's an annual report, as well as once every 3 years, there's kind of a reauthorizing process that they have to go through all the time, making sure that they are performing up to those standards. So in many ways, online schools are actually held to a higher standard than brick and mortar schools.
Now, Erin, that could very well be the case, but when it comes to the Department of Education naming the state's lowest performing online schools and requiring a plan of action, that hasn't happened yet.
Now, you say that failing schools don't have to submit plans to turn around until next January. So what's happening between now and then?
Well, Associate Commissioner Wenning says that the state's online schools will get preliminary feedback based on their annual reports in the coming months. And this fall, the state will run online schools through its new accountability system, along with bricks and mortar schools.
Okay. So how will things look different then under the 2009 Education Accountability Act?
Essentially, this new law merges the evaluation of online schools with brick and mortar schools. This new system will provide an accreditation category and one of four ratings to schools, either requiring a performance plan, an improvement plan, priority improvement, or a turnaround plan. But Erin, putting this into place is not easy. Despite extensive planning, the Department of Education is still finding snags as it's putting this new law into place. For example, I contacted the department at the beginning of March to find out which online schools were getting corrective action letters. We had some back and forth, but it took the department until April to decide that it wouldn't be sending out those letters at all this spring. Here's Rich Wenning.
While we thought we had caught everything in legislation last year and working with our state legislature, we hadn't caught it all. And that really required us to slow it down and to make sure the input we were giving to the schools was consistent.
And Aaron, it's important to point out that online schools authorizing districts oversee many of the day-to-day details with these schools, and some are even stepping in to play a larger role.
Do you have an example of a district doing that?
Well, one of the schools that actually received a corrective action letter last year, it's called the Colorado Distance and Electronic Learning Academy. It was shut down by its authorizing district earlier this year. The Charter School Institute cited this school's lack of academic progress and poor financial planning as reasons for the closure.
Okay. Grace, thank you.
Thank you.
That's Grace Hood with an update on state oversight of K-12 online schools.